Back at the campsite, Mr. Jensen had realized his boys were missing a few minutes after they disappeared into the woods. He began calling their names, trying to get them to come out of hiding. When this didn't work, he tried searching around the campsite, but he couldn't find any sign of them. Beginning to panic, he called his wife, and together they called the park rangers. Soon, every available person in the campground was getting organized in a search pattern beginning at the Jensen's campsite. Both Jensens were determined to help in the search, although they'd struggled to control their panic enough to listen to directions. Soon, the woods were filled with the voices of rangers and volunteer searchers calling, "William? Zach?" After a few hours with no sign of the boys, the rangers called in their secret weapon. An hour later, a man named Chuck arrived with a droopy, drooling, red-eyed old bloodhound.
"This here's Rufus," Chuck told the Jensens. "He may look a mess, but he can track a scent for miles. Just get me something that smells like your boys."